You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Hang on, Jazzer. Let me get in the door.
I'm sorry.
I only just got back from church.
Well, I've been doing a wee bit more investigating.
You have been careful, I hope.
Of course I have. Settle's my middle name.
Yeah. Only we can't have Christine thinking there's something going on.
Nah, she doesn't suspect a thing.
Good.
I bumped into her accidentally on purpose in the shop.
Oh, that reminds me. Now, just give me a sec.
Something smells good.
Oh, thanks. I got a lovely piece of topside yesterday.
You can't beat a nice joint of beef.
Now then. Let's see.
Looks as good as it smells.
Yeah, that's coming on nicely.
That joint's a good size.
Oh, I know. All this time I still can't get used to cooking for just me and Eddie and Joe.
Just the three is the day then, is it?
Yeah. What's left over will do for Eddie's sandwiches.
Aye, right. Only there's quite a lot to tell you about Christine's floral display.
Oh, well, fire away.
Just that it might take a wee while to get through it all.
Oh?
It's a big ask for a man in an empty stomach.
Go on with you. You can stay for Sunday dinner if you like.
Cheers. Mwah. You're a star.
We're not eating till about 1 o'clock, though. Eddie's pricing up a job in Waterley Cross.
Great. Suits me.
Hang on a minute.
I'll bring a few cans and a bottle of wine.
Yeah, but what about Christine's display?
I'll be back at one.
Jazzer!
I'll tell you then.
And I've roasted it so the crackling's perfect. Just the way Dad likes it.
Are you doing roasties?
Of course. And mashed to soak up the gravy. And I've made Mum's favourite pudding into her birthday cake for her.
Ah, save me a piece.
We're not going to eat the whole thing. Anyway, Dad and I are off straight after lunch to look at a car.
Dad? Not Spencer?
No, he's working. And Dad seemed really pleased I wanted his advice.
Did Mum and Dad get the cards and the presents I left for them?
Oh, you can ask them yourself. They've just come in.
Pass me to Mum.
It's Josh.
Oh, put it on the speakerphone.
Oh, yeah, OK.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hiya.
Oh, I'm starving.
Oh, smells gorgeous.
I'd better set the table. I hope you're both hungry.
Happy birthday, Mum. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Mum, did you get the flowers I left?
I did, thanks. They're beautiful.
Great.
They were a lovely surprise.
I got them yesterday and hid them in the new barn.
Oh, I wondered what you were up to.
And the beers for you, Dad. Did you see them?
I did, and they're brilliant. Thanks, Josh.
I know it's the same present as last year, but I remembered how much you liked them.
Yeah. Hey, how is the farmer's market?
We had a bit of a slow start, but then it really picked up.
Great stuff.
We've only managed time for a quick sarnie.
That's good.
Dad?
Yeah?
Can I ask your advice on something?
Of course.
It's about the hen houses. What I was talking to Neil about, the single wicket.
Yeah, sure. If you think I can help. We can talk about it after supper.
Great. Thanks, Dad.
Right, come on then, guys. Wash your hands. It's all ready, but for the gravy.
Okay.
We'll see you later then, Josh.
Okay. See you later. Bye.
Josh.
Hey, Phoebe.
Have you finished your sandwich?
Just.
Can you help me get some more eggs from the van?
Yeah, of course.
Hayley said we might as well put them all out.
Seriously?
We've nearly sold out of what's on the stall. Your display is really pulling the crowds.
Really?
That's what she said.
People care about where their eggs are from. It's all about traceability.
Whatever it is, it's working.
So is that it?
Well, I'll tell you about the sparkly material and the ribbons and the tiny wee flowers.
Yeah, that's probably Gypsophila.
Ah, I can't remember.
Don't matter, Jazza. I think Christine's just chucking anything and everything at this display. So it's all sounding a bit desperate, isn't it, Eddie?
Yeah, like a cry for attention.
I think she's lost her touch.
What about all that research you and Nick did yesterday? Have you added anything else to yours?
Well, we're taking the motif of the roses symbolising pouring milk to its logical conclusion.
How's that then?
Well, St. Bridget had the power to multiply milk and butter, see?
Mm.
That was one of her miracles. So we'll make it so the milk fills the bowl to overflowing and the bowl will be full of little white roses to symbolise that.
Oh, very nice, eh, Jazzer?
Aye. Can I finish these spuds again, Clary?
There, you carry on, Jazzer.
Ta.
Oh, and the other thing is the lamp of learning and wisdom she carried. That's what Joe's gone to look for in his lean-to. Old paraffin lamp.
Oh, I did wonder.
Now, we'll clean it up and put a nice, tasteful white candle in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very classy.
Oh, dear. Flashing fairy lights for a halo. I don't know. Oh, thanks, Jazza. You've been a real help with all this.
If you ever get fed up with your milk round, there might be a career for you in industrial espionage.
Well, I'd do anything for you guys.
Oh, that's nice.
So, I'll carry on getting what M4 I can, shall I?
Well, no need.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to win this competition.
That's not a competition, Jazza. It's about fundraising. Besides, what me and Nick are going for is something altogether more classy. Ah, we'll be all right from now on. Are you finished?
It's just that...
What's up?
I was saving the best till last.
What?
The juiciest bit.
Huh?
Christine's added a water feature. A very classy looking water feature.
What? Well, whatever's she going to do with it? I mean, what does the water symbolise?
It's meant to be the Sea of Galilee.
Aye? What are you on about?
Well, Mary's dad was a trawler man.
A trawler man? That ain't right.
I mean a fisherman.
No, no, there's nothing in the Bible about that.
Is there?
Oh, it's not like Christine to make a mistake.
She could be getting confused. She's getting on a bit.
Yeah, true enough.
No, you must have misheard. Anyway, she can't have a water feature and fairy lights, surely. Be against health and safety. No, I can't see that happening.
Eddie, you must have done things in gardens with lights as well as water, eh?
Well, as long as whoever's building it for Christine knows what they're doing.
Aye. See, Clary?
Well, a water feature? Oh.
So, I'd best keep my eyes and ears open, eh? Find out what it's going to look like.
Oh. Yeah.
Come on then, Dad. Tell me what you think.
Well, it doesn't look like there are any oil or water leaks.
Well, that's good.
Can you bend down and look underneath, please?
Looking for...
the oil stains on the ground.
It's all clear.
Yeah. And the engine doesn't look too clean either.
Why is that a good thing?
Well, a clean engine on a car this age means that they could be, you know, hiding leaks or major repairs after a shunt.
I knew it was the best idea, asking you to come with me, Dad.
I'm not just a pretty face. Hey, and look here.
What?
Just, can you make a note of this number?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll take a photo.
It doesn't look like it's been tampered with, but we can check it with the one on the logbook later.
It's the valuation certificate.
Aha, what does it say?
Oh, their valuation isn't too far off what the dealer's asking.
Shall I look?
Here, see?
Ah, right, well, I'll get him to knock another couple of hundred quid off.
So, does that mean we're making him an offer?
Maybe.
Great, come on, Dad. Let's ask him if we can take it for a test drive.
We'll pack the stall and the gazebo in first. We can put all the boxes and stuff around them.
Okay.
Where's the bag for the table legs?
Got it.
Listen, while you were helping Hayley cash up, I had a chat to some of the other stall holders.
Yeah?
Some of them were well impressed we'd sold out.
Hayley was impressed. Never mind then.
So, I got them to give me contact details for other farmers' markets.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there are loads of them.
I know. Adam and Grandma do them, with the strawberries.
Oh, yeah. So what I was thinking is, this could be a money-making machine if we get it organised.
We could even do the weekday markets too, in the summer holidays.
That's what I was thinking.
Do you want to come over to ours later? We can talk about it properly, and I've got a new computer game. We can... Oh.
What?
There's nowhere to play at her towers. I'm still sharing with Abby and she's in bed by 8.
That's okay. Bring it round to ours one night this week.
What about Thursday?
Cool. We can send out all the emails and make the phone calls then.
So, you've got yourself a new car at last.
Yeah.
Well, providing it checks out, OK?
Yeah, thanks for paying for that.
Well, we promised we would. And your mum and I will lend you the money for the first few months' insurance, like we said.
That's so brilliant, thank you.
You're welcome.
Especially since it's going to be a bit more than I thought.
Yes.
But I'm going to be mobile again. Yay!
I'm glad you got it sorted anyway.
And I can save some of what I'll earn on my placement and upgrade this time next year. Yes, I can't wait!
If she passes her exams and gets the placement.
Exactly. Even then she'll only be on 7 grand.
The optimism of youth.
Hi, Mum.
Hello.
Dad.
Oh, yeah. How did it go then, Josh?
Brilliant. We sold out.
Hey, wow. Listen, you can tell me all about it later, all right? Because I better get the cows in.
Thanks, David. See you.
See ya.
Have you had a nice birthday, Mum?
Lovely, thank you.
And how was your meal?
Excellent.
I'll bet the kitchen was a disaster area afterwards.
No, not this time. Pip cleaned up beautifully, I have to say.
Oh, right. I suppose you didn't think to leave me some. I'm starving, and I love Sunday roast.
Well, it's a good thing yours is keeping warm in the oven then, isn't it?
Clary? What are you doing with my catalogues?
Research. For inspiration for my flower design.
Yours are Nick's.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I mean, what's a milk churn, some roses and Joe's old paraffin lamp going to look like next to what Christine's doing?
I thought it wasn't a competition.
No, of course it ain't. I'm not competing. Of course I'm not. No, it's just my duty to make the best display I can so's I can raise as much money as I can for the organ fund.
Of course. My mistake.
Well, any road. Ain't right that one display should outshine everybody else's.
Right, that's me told.
Oh. Anything Christine can do, I can do just as well. If not better.
You should eat something, Lillian.
I'm not hungry.
Yeah, but it's crematorium. I mean, it's a good couple of hours' drive.
Is it?
Yeah, near Watford. I told you.
Yeah.
I could do with the postcode for the sat nav.
I'm sure we'll find it.
I don't want to do it some crem when I go.
Oh, Matt.
No, I'm just saying, they're like conveyor belt jobs, aren't they?
Not always.
Still, as long as all Paul's family are there, right?
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Well, at least drink your coffee.
Actually, I don't think I will.
No?
It's I've got a touch of indigestion.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, the salmon last night.
Didn't give me any problems. You want me to put the kettle on for tea instead?
No. Thanks. Oh, good heavens. Seeing the time. I'd better go and iron my blouse.
Purse. Mobile. You're never having another coffee, Eddie. I'll be scraping you off that ceiling.
Yeah, you got to be joking. I need a bucket of this stuff to stay awake today.
You're not moaning again about me waking you up.
Yeah, I wouldn't care, but it was every 5 minutes.
You're exaggerating.
Yeah, not by much.
Look, if I hadn't written the ideas on that jotter as they come to me, I'd have forgotten them all by now.
What ideas?
Ideas for me flower display.
What? Oh, flipping heck, Clary. It's not worth losing sleep over.
Night time is when you're at your most creative. Lots of creative people get their best ideas when they're relaxed.
Oh, do they?
It's your subconscious working.
Well, then I'll be unconscious working if I don't get me full 7 hours tonight.
Oh, give over moaning. Actually, no, you can pass me that jotter.
What, this?
Yeah, I might run these ideas past Pat before Susan comes in. It's all going to need some careful thought.
If that's all ours...
What?
Looks like a decent turnout.
Yes.
Do you need the loo?
No.
Just, you seem like you're looking for something.
I'm fine. But...
What?
Matt, I've been thinking. I don't think I should come into the chapel after all.
What are you talking about?
Well, these things are family
but
occasions.
But you are family.
No, I'm
You're
not.
My partner.
Well, yes, but
And
I don't...
want you there beside me. Isn't that enough for you?
Yeah, but...
So what's the problem? Eh?
I've got a bit of a headache, actually.
Yeah, fresh air, that'll take it away. Now, come on, let's take a walk. And then we'll go in.
Nick, it's me.
Oh, hi, Clary. How you doing?
Oh, I'm all right. How you feeling, love?
Great.
Not getting too tired?
Oh, no, no. But the baby was doing somersaults last night. It's a proper wriggle bum.
Oh, William was always getting hiccups. I could feel him jumping.
Oh.
Listen, can you meet up at dinner time? It's about the flower display.
Oh, I'm working at the ball this lunchtime.
Oh.
Can you get there before my shift starts? Or take a late lunch, maybe? We can chat there.
I'll ask Pat. See what I can do.
Lillian, you're right.
Yes, I'm okay.
How did Ed get on with Jamie?
Edward?
Yeah, weren't Ed and Jazz are supposed to be shearing some hobby flock with Jamie? It's a practice for the big one on Wednesday.
Oh, that's this morning.
Oh, okay.
Jamie was very keen.
Oh, they make a good team.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, and talking about teamwork...
What?
I've decided. I definitely want to help with junior church.
Oh, that's great. Erica Featherstone will be pleased. They're always needing helpers.
Oh, have you got Erica's number?
It'll be in the parish mag.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right, I better go. I'll have a quick word with Pat and text you what time I'll get to the ball.
Okay.
And I'll text Eddie and get him to come to our meeting too.
Oh, why?
Well, because my new design involves him as well.
Oh, sounds intriguing.
I've had some really good ideas I want to show you.
Great. Well, I look forward to seeing them then.
Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, no problem, Grace. We wouldn't have missed it, would we, Lillian?
No, of course not. So many people from all the different areas of Dad's life.
Yeah, I was saying so earlier, wasn't I?
Yeah, I'm so grateful. I hope I can get round everyone to say thanks.
Well, goodbye then, Grace.
Well, you are coming back to Dad's for the buffet, aren't you?
Oh, that's kind.
Not at all, we'd love to have you.
Well, that would be really nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but...
But we've got such a lot.
Oh.
We're off on holiday in a couple of days.
And we don't want to get stuck in traffic.
Oh, just come for half an hour.
No, we'd better get off. Thanks all the same.
All right.
Thank you, Grace.
It was good of you to come.
Take care. Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah, he had a good send-off.
Interesting choice of music, Clapton.
Yeah.
And he was more popular than I thought.
Yeah. Though I'm surprised his ex-wife didn't turn up. If only to support her children.
Celia? Oh, Grace said last week she wouldn't be here. Didn't I say? Oh, I got a text from Edward. Did you too, Clary?
Did the shearing go okay?
It went very well, by all accounts. Oh. Jamie did really well.
So they're all geared up for Wednesday?
Yep, raring to go.
Oh, Clary, I spoke to Erica about helping out at Junior Church.
Oh, good. What'd she say? Oh,
she was really nice. We're going to meet for a chat, and then, all being well, she'll give me the paperwork and help me sort out my DBS check.
Well, what's that when it's at home?
Oh, it's just what used to be called the CRB check.
Oh, well, once that's done, they can take you on officially.
Great.
Anyhow, can we get down to business? What did you want me here
now,
for?
Hang on. Before I forget, Nick, Tony asked if you and me can run the tea bar at his sale next week. It's on Wednesday.
Yeah, it should be okay. I'm not down for a shift here.
I'll tell him yes, then.
Okay. So, come on then. The suspense is killing me.
Yeah, and I've got a job to get to.
Right. Now, I found out where I can get some white rambling roses.
Oh, well done.
But I've thought of another way to use them.
Oh.
Instead of for the cascading milk.
Oh, that's a shame. I really like that idea.
So, you don't need me to make a frame then?
No.
Oh, right. Well, that's me done.
No, it's not. Sit down, Eddie. I've hardly got started.
Oh, that sounds ominous.
Go on, then.
Well, it was a good idea, the flowing milk, but it's too static, I've decided.
Oh, I didn't think so.
No, we need something that'll stop people in their tracks. And I think this is what'll do the job.
Wow.
Blimey.
Well, I know it's a bit different to what we first planned.
Do you not think it's a bit...
over the top?
Ambitious.
But that's what we need. Ambition?
Well, look, if we go back to what we said on Saturday, we could do more with the overflowing bowl idea. My mum's got a Stefan Otis. We could make a pool of flowers for it to sit in, sort of like milk running over.
Oh, very tasteful.
Yeah, with little blossoms that look like little splashes and drops of milk.
No, it won't be grand enough.
But don't you think that sometimes less is more, Clary?
Not in this case. And this, Eddie, this is where you come in, see? This is where I want the water feature.
Water feature?
Can you rig it up for me?
Blimey.
To do this.
I'm not sure, Clary, love.
Well, I bet you can. I've got every faith in you, Eddie.
Thanks, I think.
Oh, heck, is that the time? I'm going to be late back at this rate.
Oh, you've got plenty of time, eh?
No, I need to ask about the rambling roses on my way back to Bridge Farm. I'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye, love.
You look a bit shell-shocked.
I don't know what to think.
Me neither.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
I don't want to sound like I'm criticising it. Well, you know how fond of her I am.
Go on, spit it out.
Well, she's edging me out as far as this display goes.
Oh, she's really got the bit between her teeth.
I don't think I've ever seen her get this focused about anything before.
Once she gets that glint in her eye...
Maybe I should try and tone her ideas down a bit.
Good luck with that, Nick.
I'm going upstairs to get changed.
I'll get us a coffee.
No, not for me. Oh, for goodness sake. Get rid of them, will you?
Barry.
Hello, Matt. I just saw you pull in. Can I have a quick word with Lillian?
Yeah, of course. Come in.
Hello, Clary. I can't stop. I'm on my way back to work.
What did you want?
Well, you know they white rambling roses you've got? Well, me and Nick are doing a display for the flower festival, see?
Yeah, you and just... to help yourself.
Oh, thank you. You okay, Lillian?
Yeah, we've just got back from a funeral.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it anyone close?
My half-brother.
Oh, dear.
But I can't say we was close, exactly. Where were we, Lillian?
No. No.
Still, there are always sad occasions. I'll leave you in peace. Thanks again.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye, Clary.
Bye.
Lillian? Hey, come here. All right.
I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry. It's just the day, you know.
Thanks, Vicky. You're a lifesaver.
Oh, don't worry about it, Brenda.
You know what it's like, first thing in the morning.
I can imagine.
What with Hayley trying to get the girls ready for school and herself ready for work.
Oh, I bet all over the country right at this very minute there are kids round about who spend longest in the bathroom.
Bet you're right.
Well, like I said, it's no problem. Your dad doesn't get back from his milk round until later, and Bethany always sleeps till 9-ish after early morning feed.
Oh, I'll try not to make a noise.
Oh, you don't need to worry about that. She sleeps like a top when people are knocking about. It's silence that wakes her up.
So is it okay for me to use the hairdryer?
Yeah, use our room.
Oh, great.
And help yourself to shower gel or whatever.
It's okay, I've got my own stuff.
Oh. I bet you really miss having your own space, don't you?
A bit.
I know I would.
Yeah.
I just wish we could put you up.
I know you do, but you mustn't worry. Right, do you need the bathroom or...
No, you go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, Brenda.
Yeah?
Are you still okay to come over for lunch so you can help me finalise some things for the christening?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Well, no, it's okay if you're not.
Sorry, I'll have to play it by ear.
Honestly, it's okay.
Matt didn't come in until late yesterday and Lillian didn't bother at all.
Oh.
They had a funeral and then she had a migraine or something.
Sorry, Tom, I haven't seen him.
Oh, he definitely said to meet him here.
Brian's usually very prompt. Have you got to rush back?
I do, really. I've got some irrigation equipment to shift.
Ah.
And we've got casuals weeding the carrots. I promised Dad I'd take over on the tractor, so he could start clearing the small barn for the dispersal sale next week.
Why do you need to drive a tractor if you've got casuals hand weeding?
Oh, haven't you ever seen a lazy weeder?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, basically, the weeders lie flat on it, and the tractor pulls them.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I've seen them in Eastern Europe. Didn't know that's what they were called. Right, well, I was going to suggest a quick tour of the site, but I'd better let you get on.
Well, go on, then. I can spare another 10 minutes.
Lillian?
What?
That was Bernard Whistler on the phone. I said Matt had set off for Gilbert's. He has, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Have you checked the tile list? Could you do it this morning, do you think? I need to get it off to Armando.
Yeah, of course I will.
Okay. I'll sort out a meeting with them to discuss the final selection after you get back. And we need to go over what I'll be doing while you and Matt are away. Lillian?
Look, can we do this later, please?
I prefer to do it now.
Well, this afternoon, then.
I've got a list as long as my arm that needs seeing to. There's so much to do before you and Matt go off. Never mind the list of jobs I'll have while you're away.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll get through that one very quickly once Matt and I have gone.
What?
Well, obviously, you'll have less to do if he and I aren't here to add to your list.
Right. Well, can I at least ask what I'm supposed to be looking for when I check the strip out at the paper mill?
Later, this afternoon.
I'm supposed to be showing a cup around number 3 then. And I still haven't been able to let Daryl know and make sure it's okay. I'm never going to be able to fit everything in this afternoon.
Oh, come on, Brenda. It's up to you to manage your time properly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very light and airy.
Yep.
It's huge, though. Wow.
Pleasantly surprised?
Oh, I'm not sure what I thought it'd be like, but it knocks spots off our winter housing at Bridge Farm.
Well, the building that'll house the AD unit's up too, if you're interested in having a look. Though we've not installed the clever stuff yet.
Oh, I really should get back.
Tom!
Oh, hi, Brian.
Sorry I'm late. I was just about to leave the office with Debbie phone.
No worries. How is she?
Very well. We can reschedule.
Oh, but it won't be until the middle of next week, I'm afraid.
In that case, let's just talk now. I wanted to let you know where I'm up to with everything.
Oh, right.
But I'll leave you to it.
No, it's fine. I don't mind.
Fire away.
Okay. Well, I've had a few really positive meetings with Bellingham's.
Bellingham's?
You know, the small, exclusive supermarket chain.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, and a few weeks ago, they invited me to a blind tasting, which went down really well.
I see.
It was with their chief exec and the group's head chef, no less.
Very good.
It was. Anyway, the upshot is I've been asked to do a trial run of two of the ready meal lines, the meatballs and the sausage casserole.
Well, good for you, Tom.
Yes, congratulations. Sounds like a great opportunity.
Oh, it really is. It'll mean getting out 600 packs of each line per week.
Oh, as much as that?
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to do it? I mean, are you sourcing pork from other organic producers?
No. The frozen meals are welfare-friendly, not organic.
Oh.
Yeah, from pigs reared outdoors. I couldn't source that quantity of organic pork at the right price.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost per unit saving by going down the non-organic route is significant, so I can pass it on to the customer. The meat at source is cheaper.
Of course.
Plus, it meant I could negotiate a great deal with the commercial kitchen. I mean, as you know, it's more expensive to cook organic meals because they have to clean everything down first.
Yes. Well, I think that's a very sensible decision.
Thanks.
It's quite an operation, Tom.
Oh, cheers. Right, well, I really have to shoot off. Cheers for the guided tour, Rob.
Bye, Tom.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.
So, have you heard back from your contact yet?
Yes, I've got a couple of leads. I should know more later this morning.
Excellent.
Well, the stuff about Tom's enterprise was really interesting.
Yes, down to the very last detail.
And who's this, eh? It's a giraffe, isn't it? Hello, giraffe. We say, hello, giraffe. Don't we? Yes.
Help yourself to lemonade, Brenda.
Oh, this is what I needed. Isn't it, Beth, eh? It is. Your lovely little smiles. Have you eaten, Vicky?
No, you carry on. I'll be having a salad later on with your dad.
Okay.
I've got us both on a new diet.
Oh, you don't need to lose any weight.
Or do a bit.
You think so?
Yeah, I want us to look our best on Sunday.
Oh, you look great. That outfit is so pretty.
Oh, ta. But you know what they say about the camera, putting £10 on you? And I want Beth to have some lovely photos to look back on.
She will. So are you all ready then?
Nearly there, I think. Christening gown, mine and Mike's outfits. Oh, I've got a hat, did I tell you?
Oh, should I get one?
Well, it's up to you.
Right, okay.
Well, I should ring Jolene this afternoon and confirm the buffet details.
Yeah?
The only thing is, I still can't confirm numbers because there's a couple of people who haven't RSVP'd.
That's a bit thoughtless.
Oh, I'm sure there's a good reason. I do hope they can come, though. Especially Janice and Callum.
Of course.
I've still got to pick up the cake and the balloons and the plates and serviettes and things.
Oh, you should leave the balloons until the last minute and take them straight to the ball.
Good idea. I'll do that on Saturday. And I don't need much in the way of decorations. Phoebe and Abby are making cut-out stars and swirls.
Yeah, I know.
Of course you do. Brenda.
Huh?
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
There is, I can tell.
I'm fine. Just a bit tired.
Is living at Willow Farm getting you down?
No. Well, a bit. It's not that.
It's work, isn't it?
It's Lillian. She's on another planet.
Oh, well, they're off on holiday soon, aren't they?
Thursday.
Only another couple of days to go, then, and they'll be out of your hair for a few weeks.
OK, well, it's good news and bad news, Brian.
Oh. Well, take a seat. Do you want a coffee or a tea?
I'm fine, thanks.
All right, well, fire away.
The good news is that I've managed to find a likely prospect for one of the assistant herd manager posts.
Oh, excellent. Who is he?
She is a young woman who's currently working on a 1,000-cow unit in Scotland, but my contact said she's looking for a post in England.
Oh.
So she can move back down here to be nearer her family.
Mm. And what's her background?
She's had some experience in Germany and Poland, and genetics is her thing, apparently.
Oh, interesting.
So she'd be a great bet to manage the fertility programme, if we could get her.
Yes. Oh, she sounds like a very good prospect.
Well, can you get in touch with her and sound her out?
Will do.
So what's the bad news?
There's another prospective candidate, a Filipino chap who's already spent some time over here on various milking teams. He's looking for a step up, and he's very highly rated by the agency.
So what's the problem? Doesn't he speak English?
Yes, he's fluent, apparently, so he'd have no problem handling the responsibilities of a herd manager's job.
But?
The problem is, we'd have to get him from the agency. If we employed him direct, he'd have to reapply for a visa.
Ah.
And his paper qualifications and the salary we'd offer might not get him enough points to qualify.
Really?
Not unless you were thinking of offering him $150,000 a year, in which case...
In your dreams.
No, they just weren't interested.
And what did they say exactly?
Oh, you know, we'll think about it, we'll let you know.
Ah, I see.
In that tone of voice where you just know they won't even consider it, but are trying to let you down gently.
So have you got any other viewings arranged?
No, nothing yet.
Well, why not?
Well, there just aren't any other takers for the moment.
Daryl is moving out on Friday, this Friday. We need someone in there as soon as possible.
I don't see what I can do about it.
Well, try harder, Brenda.
That's so unfair. And it's been really hard to sort out with Daryl when I can show people around.
You need to be more assertive with him.
He's been out chasing work.
Talk to him. You'll have to find a solution.
Yeah, but it's not just Daryl, though. I've been thinking maybe the rent's a bit too high in the current climate.
We can't drop the rent.
Plus, I think the whole house could do with decorating.
Look, Matt said...
I know what Matt said, but I think he's wrong.
Oh, do you?
With all due respect, Lillian, I'm the one who's showing people round, so I've got more of an idea. The thing is, when people buy a house, they expect... Well, they want to redecorate to their own tastes. But when they rent a place, what they want is to move their stuff in and carry on with their lives.
Oh, stop it.
What?
This is your department. I don't know why you're bothering me with all this.
The rent is your department.
The rent stays as it is.
Well, what about the redecoration?
Oh, for goodness sake, Brenda. If you need a decorator, go and get one. Now, go away and leave me in peace.
Whoa! Oh, look at that one leap!
She's feeling a lot lighter.
Oh, what's up, Jamie? You tired?
He's flagging already.
Hey, no, I'm not. I'm going to run out of sacks at this rate, Ed. We must have done a couple of hundred.
Tap you on fleeces, doing me.
How do you mean?
Climb over the frame into the sack and jump on him.
Okay.
You'll fit me then.
Yeah, but come and spray this one first.
Oh, okay. What time are we finishing tonight? What?
Cheers, Jody. Quiet tonight.
Wednesdays are. It'll pick up later on.
Yeah, have one for yourself.
I'm all right for now, thanks, Matt.
Oh, suit yourself.
How did the funeral go the other day?
Oh, you know, it went. He had a good send-off.
Oh, that's good.
They're never great occasions, are they? But I did me duty.
It's more for the ones left behind, isn't it?
Yeah. Paul's kids seemed pleased Lillian and I made the effort.
Yeah, oh, I expect they did.
Now it's over, we can put it behind us and look forward to a relaxing holiday.
And how's Lillian? I hadn't seen her for a few days.
Oh, she's been busy tying up loose ends at work before we go away. You know what it's like.
Yeah, of course. Just thought I had been expecting her to pop in for a chat about the pub before she goes away.
Well, like I say, she's been busy.
Yeah. Oh, another whiskey?
Oh, go on.
Right, you are.
I think I'll go and have a word with that Rob Titchener bloke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, tap him up and find out what old Brian's up to. Cheers. Thanks.
Rob Titchener, isn't it? Matt Crawford, I'm an old mate of Brian's.
Hi, Jolene.
Lillian, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Well, you don't sound it.
Should do some packing, but...
Well, you haven't started packing yet.
Oh, just so many decisions.
Well, just shove a few things in a suitcase. Anything you forget, you can always buy once you get there. Or at the airport and duty-free. What's that?
My perfume.
What? Lillian?
I've left my perfume in the apartment. You know, our apartment. Oh, I might have left some other things. A scarf, Jolene. What if Paul's children go there and find them?
Lillian.
God, what if they're there now?
Lillian, calm down.
What am I going to do?
Think. Is there anything that could be linked directly to you?
I don't know. I can't remember. I have to go now, tonight.
You can't. Not on your own.
No, I have to. I want to. It's the last chance I'll ever have to see the place.
Wait there. Don't do anything. Let me sort some cover with Kenton, and I'll come and pick you up.
That's nearly as good as Frieda's, that steak.
I'm ready for this, all right. How's the bangers and mash, Jimmy?
Oh, good. Great.
So, what's the plan for the morrow then, Edda?
Well, you know, I reckon we got through a good half of that flock today.
Aye. That's what it feels like.
So if we get an early start tomorrow, we should be finished by mid-afternoon.
So it's me.
Yeah, and me. Might be back in time for nets.
You reckon you've got the energy?
Yeah.
Leave the lad alone, Jazza. You did a good job today, Jamie.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, I can't wait to see my little lot.
The first thing I'm going to do is find that Rob bloke.
Who?
The new guy on Home Farm.
What do you want with him?
I'm asking him for a job in the new dairy. I'm on the milking team. I've been thinking about it for a while.
You? Milking?
What's wrong with that?
We'd put you next to a cow and you wouldn't know one end from the udder.
Baboom!
You might laugh, but I've got what they call transferable skills.
Yeah, like what?
Years of experience working with animals. Plus, I get up early to do my milk round, so shift work's no problem.
There's a lot more to milking than turning up on time.
Yeah, I think it's worth a shot.
That's all right. Especially because if you get taken on, you get accommodation with a job. And I've heard the flats are going to be sheer luxury.
Well, go for it then.
I will. In fact, I'll phone him first thing in the morning. Might even get him to meet me down the pool tomorrow night. Nah. If you're planning on falling asleep, I'll finish your supper for you.
Get off, I'll manage.
How's your back, Jazza?
My back?
Yeah, I reckon we should invest in a couple of them spring harnesses. Yeah, like them Kiwis had last year.
Nah, they're for wussies and lassies.
Well, actually, they're not. See men use them too.
Yeah, if we're doing a lot more shearing next year, we need to look after ourselves.
Aye. Fair enough. Come on, lads. Lift up your glasses. May the sheep be plentiful and the wool be thick and long. To us.
Us. And that means you too, Jamie. When we need you, if you're up for it.
My coffee cup. This is exactly where I left it on this table, thank goodness.
So you don't think anyone has been in here since?
It doesn't look like it, no.
Good. Lillian, shall I look round for your things for you?
You know, that afternoon, I was here, drinking coffee. I was so angry with him. I thought he'd stood me up. And all the time, you...
Oh, Lillian.
What am I going to do?
You just put one foot in front of the other. That's what you do.
Do you see that painting? The landscape?
Yeah. It's lovely.
Paul bought that for me.
Did he?
I don't want to leave it here for someone else. I can't.
Well, we'll take it then.
But I just can't turn up at home with it.
I'll keep it for you. Help me to get it down. You hold the frame while I unhook it.
Right.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Listen, I'll take this down to the car, eh?
Yeah. Right.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
You were so alone.
Jazza! Better at the end. My turn on the light half, lads.
Yes.
Ed?
Hmm?
Did you mean it? About me being part of the team?
Yeah, of course. Listen, I'm thinking long term. I mean, we did a great job today.
Well, I'm definitely up for it.
Great. No, I think we've got a future, a good future. Hey, Jazza. He's winding you up about being knackered.
Sure we've got everything, Lillian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what about the keys?
Well, I'll get rid of them for you. Okay? You all right?
Yeah.
Shall I take you back home?
Oh, it's Matt.
You better answer it.
Yeah.
I'll wait for you in the car, yeah?
Matt, hi.
Where are you?
I'm with Jolene.
Oh, right. She was saying earlier she hadn't seen you for a while.
Yeah, we needed to catch up on a few things.
Yeah, before we go on holiday, she said.
Yeah.
What time are you coming home? Only you've not started packing yet, have you?
No.
You know, we have to leave by 12-ish tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Oh, thanks for the chicken pie, by the way.
You're welcome.
It was a nice surprise.
Good.
See you later, then.
Bye.
Don't be too late, eh? Long day tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't want to go straight back home.
Oh, okay.
Not just yet.
Well, we'll stop off somewhere then, if you like. We'll find somewhere quiet.
Thanks.
Lillian. You okay?
The painting.
In the boot. Don't worry, I'll wrap it up carefully as soon as I get back.
Thanks. I don't know what to do with it.
You don't have to decide now. I can keep it as long as you like. Do you want to talk?
It's Matt.
What did he say?
Nothing. It's not that.
What is it? Lillian?
I don't think I can go on this holiday with him.
Lillian?
No, it just doesn't feel right.
But you have to go. It might be a new start for you both. Lillian, what's happened to Paul? It's been horrible for you.
I loved him.
I know. And I know how bad you'll miss him. I don't want to seem harsh, but he's gone. And Matt's here, and Matt loves you.
Yeah.
And be honest. I know you love Paul. But if you were going to leave Matt, wouldn't you have done it weeks ago? Left him to be with Paul.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, think about everything you and Matt have been through together. Everything you've got going for you. He's got his faults. Well, so has any man. So have we all. But you two, you've got so much in common. Your fight, your ambition, your drive, your brains. You complement each other so well. Hey? Don't throw it all away, Lillian. Not now.
Tom's is a very interesting setup, isn't it?
Yes, it is. He's worked very hard to get where he is.
I could see his passion.
Oh, well. Has he been bending your ear about it, too?
Oh, no. I just happened to be there when he came to bring Brian up to speed.
Brian?
Yeah, Tuesday morning, I think it was. Yes, Tuesday. He came over for their meeting and took a look at the new dairy too. I gave him a quick tour.
Oh, right, yes, of course, Tuesday.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, hello, Pip. Look, I'd better be going, Rob. Busy day, you know.
Oh, yes, of course. I'll see you around.
Yeah, yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hi, Pip.
How's it all going at home farm?
Well, we're getting there. We're aiming to be up and running by September.
Good. Though it's a pity you're not starting milking sooner.
Why's that?
Have you got a minute, Rob? I'll be quick. I'm in a rush myself. Spencer, that's my boyfriend, and I are picking up my new car.
Fire away.
Great. It's just, I wanted to ask you a favour. Look, I'm a really experienced milker. I've done loads on our farm and I've been doing two mornings a week on my cousin Tony's farm. You were just talking to him.
Uh-huh.
Only they're selling their cows next week.
Yes, I know.
And so I wondered if you knew of any relief milking jobs going.
Ah, OK. Well, now there I can help.
Oh, great.
Have you got your phone?
Yeah.
Copy this number.
OK.
It's an agency I've been working with. Ask to speak to Gary Jones. He might be able to help.
Lillian? Lillian, where's your passport? Lillian?
I'm coming. What's the matter?
I can't find your passport. It's not in the safe. Did you take it out already?
No.
Well, it's definitely not in here.
Oh, it should be.
Well, it isn't. Did you put it back in here when we got back from New York at Christmas?
I can't remember.
So, you've no idea where it is? Because if not, you need to get looking for it. As in now?
Ready, Henry?
I can't go again.
Oh, dear.
Mummy!
I know, sweetheart. Mummy's trying.
Would you like me to try?
Oh, hello, Rob.
I wasn't expecting to see you all the way up here.
I'm almost glad stay and play was cancelled. Too nice to be indoors.
Is that where you and the little fellow, Henry?
That's right.
Hello, Henry.
Hello. Hi,
Dad, hi. I'll have a good try, if that's okay, Helen.
Please.
Okay.
Ta-da!
Ready, Henry?
See, Henry? Oh, it's almost as high as the sky.
Yeah, here you are, Henry. You hold it. Like this.
It's me, Mummy.
I know. Clever boy. Oh, I didn't expect to see you up here. You must have a cushy job if you can skive off and stroll up Lakey Hill whenever you feel like it.
Well, I couldn't resist. Such a lovely morning.
Yeah, it is.
Getting some fresh air before I have to closet myself away in meetings all morning.
Oh.
And what about you? No sterling gold clamouring for your attention today?
Later, maybe.
I hope it's as nice as this tomorrow, my day off.
Oh.
Any suggestions about what to do if it isn't?
Well, I'm off to a food festival.
Oh, nice.
Come along if you like.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, I've had a look at the dell. If you could hoe the cabbages, I'll start some mowing in Topfield when I get back from Sawyer's.
Uh-huh.
And have you got time to move the irrigation equipment too, from Ashmead?
Yeah, leave it to me.
Oh, great. Thanks. Right, well, I'm off now then.
See ya.
Dad? What's up?
Nothing.
Well, there obviously is.
No!
Come on, Dad. Please. What have I done?
Well, if you must know, I found out completely by accident this morning that you've been running up to Home Farm, giving Brian chapter and verse about your business.
Chapter and verse?
Well,
if you mean did I tell him about the Ready Meals enterprise, then yes, because I knew he'd be interested. And he's got experience of bigger business. Everyone knows that. Oh,
and I haven't.
It's not that, Dad. Look, I don't want to push you out. I'll need your help and support as well.
Yeah, and you'll have it.
Well, thank you. That's really good to know. It just seems like a good idea to talk to Brian too.
What's going on?
What? Nothing.
I can see that you haven't started packing.
No.
Come on, get a move on. We've got to be away soon.
Yeah, I know.
Did you find your passport?
Yeah.
Where was it?
The handbag I was carrying on the flight home from New York.
Good. Look, why don't I give you a hand with this?
No, there's no need.
I think there's every need. Now, shoes?
I'm not sure.
Get some comfortable sandals. We'll be doing lots of walking. You'll want to have a good old mooch around all the shopping districts, won't you? Come on, are you taking these dresses?
I don't know.
Well, they won't take up much room, will they? Look, you fold, and I'll put them in the case. Here we are. We could even get you a fur if you fancy it.
Oh, I'm not sure I want a fur.
Well, like I say, only if you fancy it. I'd like to buy you some new jewellery, though. I've set my mind on doing that. A mate of mine has given me the names of a couple of really good restaurants.
Good.
Look, Lillian, some people won't even be getting to Margate this summer.
I know.
It'll be a great place for us to unwind. Leave everything behind for a while. Relax and just soak it up. Right. Just get the rest of your things into the case, will you? I'm going to go and bring the car round.
All right.
I'll wait for you downstairs. You've got an hour to get finished and get ready to leave. All right?
We can set the tables and chairs out at this end of the barn.
Yes, okay, Helen.
With the trestle here for the counter.
Uh-huh.
Clary and Nick will have enough room, I think, for the tea urn and so on.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're very quiet this morning, Dad. If you're getting tired...
No, it's not that.
What then?
I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to spoil your mood.
Oh, don't worry about me. What's bugging you?
Well, it's Tom. He's been telling Brian all about his ready meals enterprise.
Oh, I see.
What happens on this farm is none of Brian's damn business. But now he's in the know, you can bet your life he'll have all kinds of opinions and advice, which he won't hesitate to give Tom.
Tom doesn't have to take Brian's advice.
No, but he might. He's already made it clear how impressed he is by Brian's business now.
Well, yes, he does rate Brian's expertise,
and Brian will be straight in giving non-organic answers to Tom's questions. Tom will listen to him, and before you know it, more organic principles will have gone by the wayside.
No, I'm sure that won't happen.
No, I'm not.
Definitely not. Not after all the rows and how hard we've all worked to resolve things. Tom really values what we have. And there's Henry too. He might want to take over someday. And I'll do my best to make sure he appreciates what we all stand for too.
Hi, you two.
Oh, hi, Pip.
I thought I'd just pop in to confirm about next week.
Oh, okay.
I've driven over in my new car.
Oh, your mobile again.
Yeah, come on, come and see it.
Okay. Are you coming, Dad?
Yes, all right.
Ignore the colour. It's so uncool.
But as Spencer said, I can always get it resprayed. The important thing is that it's got a low mileage for its age. Ta-da! What do you think?
Yeah, very tidy. They're a solid, reliable car, these.
It's great, Pip.
You can get 100,000 miles out of them, no problem.
Now all I need to do is find some way of making extra cash so I can afford to run it.
Well, thanks for doing the gourmet grills for us next week for the sale.
That's okay. I'm doing both of us a favour. Right, I've got to shoot. I want to get to uni in time to show my new car to my friends.
Okay, drive carefully.
I will.
Bye. It's all coming together for the sale, isn't it? Be a wrench. I do want to be here.
Yes.
I hope Mum decides to stay. I really don't want to be out shopping or something with her, trying not to think about what's happening.
Yeah, well, let's hope that selling the cows will be the only major change.
Dad, we've all agreed we're doing what's necessary for the business.
Shall I tell you what I think? Brian thinks that he's sensed a regime change here. And if at any time he thinks there's an opportunity for him with what Tom's doing, he'll be in there like a rat up a drainpipe.
With the new dairy and everything else Brian's involved in? No, no way. And Tom's not a pushover. You know how strong his vision for the farm is.
In fact, you know when Brian came over the other week to ask us all to pull our weight with your gran?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if that was just some pretext. So he could have a bit of a snoop around.
Oh, come on, Dad. That's a bit far-fetched, isn't it?
No, I'm telling you, this is Brian Aldridge we're talking about. I wouldn't put anything past him.
B26 3QJ. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Lillian!
All right!
At last. Ready?
Yes.
Right. Let's go.
All right.
Oh, hello, Daryl.
I'm just bringing Eddie's spare set of Allen keys back. He lent them to me ages ago and I never got round to returning them.
Oh, ta very much. How are you?
Oh, battling on. You know how it is, Clary.
Yeah. Ilona all right? And the girls?
As far as I know. Thanks for asking, though.
Oh.
Well, better get back to it. I've nearly finished packing up. Mind you, there wasn't that much to do once the missus and kids went.
No.
Yeah. Look, I don't suppose you've heard of any jobs going, have you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Daryl, I haven't, no.
No.
If I had, I'd have let you know straight away.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you would. Hey, will you and Eddie keep your ears to the ground for me, though, eh?
Of course we will.
Cheers. You're a good'un.
But Eddie has said how his mates in the building trade are very quiet for the time of year.
Henry, don't just take the bacon out of the sandwich.
I like bacon!
I know, but eat the bread too.
Oh, you'll never have curly hair, isn't that what they say?
Yeah, I believed that one for ages.
So, let's have a look at the map.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it looks like they put all the cheesemakers in that area.
Yeah, it's quite a big area. Mostly lots of exhibitors.
Shall we just make a beeline straight there once we finish breakfast?
Can I have a look at the brochure?
Oh, sure.
Just need to check. This cookery demonstration. Quite a well-known chef and he specialises in vegetable dishes. I wanted to get some new recipe ideas for the VegBox newsletter.
Okay.
I'd rather go to some of the smaller exhibitions and watch the demo first.
It's fine, I'm not bothered either way.
And then I'll have more time to concentrate on the cheese. Ah, yeah, here it is. I noticed it when it was advertised.
Well, what is it?
Oh, last for an hour. Never mind.
Why?
Henry, you'll never sit still. Let me wipe that ketchup off your mouth.
Well, if it's okay with you, I've got a football in the boot.
Have you?
Yeah. I remember being little, getting fed up after a while at the stuff the parents were keen on. So, if Mummy says it's okay, Henry and I are going to have great fun while Mummy's indoors watching boring baking.
Oh, that smashing Jill.
Look, sweetheart. Look what Auntie Jill's brought you.
Hello, Bethany.
Hello.
I'll bring her a proper christening present on Sunday. I saw this in Borchester, and I remembered buying one just like it for Ben when he was little.
Oh, I think she's just so cute too. Look at that little kitten's face. Can you see, Beth? It's a baby kitten.
You give me a minute to finish pegging out, then I'll make us a cuppa.
Sit down.
No, don't worry about me, Vicky. You carry on.
And how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Family all right?
Yes, thanks. Shula and Daniel are up in Yorkshire this week, visiting his grandfather.
Oh, that's nice. Has Daniel finished his exams?
Yes, thank goodness. His final one was last Friday.
Oh, good. He can relax then.
Won't be long before he leaves on his summer placement.
Oh, he's off to the States, isn't he?
Yes, that's right.
Shula was talking about it in the shop last week.
Was she?
Lucky lad. I've always wanted to go to America. Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive. Oh, magical sounding places, aren't they?
Yes.
I'd like to do that coach tour of the stars' homes, where you might spot Catherine Zeta-Jones popping to the shops for a bag of sugar.
You never know.
All these people jetting off to sunny climes. Oh, I saw Matt and Lillian driving off to the airport yesterday.
So are you all set then for the christening?
There or thereabouts. Nearly everyone we invited can come, Janice and Callum included.
That's good.
We just got the cake and the balloons to pick up. And Jolene's really going to town on the buffet.
She'll do it very well.
I don't want to speak too soon, but it's going to be a really good do.
I'm sure it will.
And this little girl will be the star of the show, won't she, eh? Oh. Shall we be naughty and show Auntie Jill your gown, eh?
Ooh, are you sure?
It's here. I hand washed it. I mean, you can't be too careful, can you?
No.
With anything going next to a baby's skin. Here it is. Nearly dry.
Oh, how lovely. Very traditional.
Isn't it? And look at the colour. It's more of an ivory next to her. See?
Oh, it'll really suit her. Vicky, have you tried the gown on, Bethany?
Yeah, when I got it a couple of weeks ago.
I don't want to alarm you, but looking at those little puff sleeves...
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Oh, she must have had a growth spurt.
Let me have a look at it.
I'll never get the sleeves over those chubby little arms.
And even if the lace and the seam were unpicked, there's not enough material to let out.
I'll just have to get Mike to take you back to Underwood as soon as he gets home for lunch.
I'm not sure they'll change it now you've washed it.
I don't care. As long as they've got the same gown in a bigger size. That's all I'm bothered about.
You sure you don't mind?
I hope you haven't filled him up with sweet stuff.
Oh, of course not. Well, a little bit. Couldn't resist the chocolatier in the corner over there.
I'll let you off. Oh, he might have a nap before lunch. He looks tired.
So he should be. He ran around that field for well over an hour, climbing on the fence and jumping over twigs. He's tired me out.
He's a little whirlwind from the second he wakes up until the second he goes to bed.
And my mother says that's what I was like.
And are you still like that?
Well, pretty much. That's why I love Canada. The skiing and climbing, whitewater rafting.
Wow.
Swimming, salmon fishing, you name it. And riding. I've always ridden, wherever I've been. You?
Yeah, I like swimming, walking. I used to ride, but I don't get time for much of anything these days.
Well, I expect looking after this little chap is all the excitement anyone would need.
Oh, look at all this traffic. You'd think it was rush hour, not lunch hour.
And no worse than usual.
I hope we can find somewhere to park near Underwoods.
We will.
But you know what Borchester's like on a Friday?
We'll be fine.
Suppose they haven't got anything like it in Underwoods?
They will.
But suppose they haven't. Have you got time to run me to Felpersham? Oh, great. Look at it.
Well, it's only a shower.
No, I've left my washing out.
Well, you were the one in a hurry.
Oh, I hope it's not going to be like this on Sunday. Have you seen the forecast?
Oh, was that Darryl?
Mike, what are you doing?
It is, it's Darryl itching a lift.
But we haven't got time for this.
Well, I can't very well leave him at the side of the road in this now, can I?
No, of course not. Sorry.
Here he comes.
All right, Vicky. Hiya, Mike.
Where are you off to?
Borchester.
Get in.
Oh, cheers, mate.
You'll have to go around the other side. Bethany's car seat's on this side.
Right you are.
Can he drop me and Beth off at Underwoods first?
Ah, don't worry. We'll drop him off in the town centre.
Right.
Oh,
thanks. I really appreciate this.
Town centre, do you?
Oh, fantastic, cheers.
Right.
I've just handed in the keys to number 3.
So you've all moved out then?
No, there was no way I could afford to stay there on my own.
Oh, it's such a shame.
Okay, sir, sorry. It would have been too big for me anyway.
Where are you off to now then? I mean, where are you going to live?
It's all to play for, Mike. For now, I'm just going to keep on a mate's floor. He's got a flat in Borchester.
Oh, right.
Until I get back on my feet, you know.
Ah, right.
Just hoping it won't take too long.
Mike?
Mm?
Can't put your foot down.
They're not going to sell the dress you want between now and when we get there.
You don't know that.
So the WI Group are doing theirs in the design of a luxury cream tea.
That's original.
They've chosen St Honorius, patron saint of bakers.
Oh, I see.
I was going to allocate them the windowsill to the right of the choir stores. Huh? Till I remembered the lettering on the window.
Well, what's it say?
Or something like, people who conceal their sins shall not prosper. Oh. Made it sound like I was warning people about getting fat.
Oh, dear.
And as far as the darts team goes, we might have to put St Sebastian at the back of the church.
Is that a good idea? I mean, we don't want to frighten everyone off before they've already got through the doors.
Now, how did Ed and the boys get on yesterday?
Oh, the farmer was very pleased.
Oh, good.
He's booked them for next year and said he'll pass the word on.
That's the best way to pick up business, word of mouth.
Yeah. So I'll be right, they should be busy come next summer.
Hi, Auntie Jill.
Oh,
hello, Clary.
Hello, Helen.
Hello.
You haven't got any of those part baked French sticks, have you? The type you finish off in the oven at home?
I think we've got the frozen kind.
We've brought some lovely foodie treats back from the festival.
Oh.
And I wanted some tasty bread to eat with them.
Oh, how did you get on? Pat said that Rob from Home Farm was going with you.
Oh?
Yeah. You know, he's really nice. Which is a bit of a surprise.
Why's that?
Oh, well, you know Uncle Brian. Normally he'd go for some hard-nosed business type. But Rob doesn't seem like that at all.
Oh, I knew it.
Oh, Wick.
It was such an unusual gown, so fancy. I knew they'd have sold out quickly.
Well, there must be one here you like. What about this one?
It's too plain.
Okay. This one?
Well, no, it's completely the wrong shade.
How can you have the wrong shade of white?
It's wrong for her skin tone. If I put it next to her face... Huh? See?
Okay, if you say so.
No, there aren't any.
But there's loads we haven't even looked at yet. I mean, what about all these at this end?
They're all short dresses. I wanted a christening gown, not a party frock. You know, sweetheart, eh?
Look, love, at the end of the day...
If you say it doesn't matter what she has on, I'll clock you on, Mike Tucker, I swear.
Right.
But maybe I could ask Jill if she'll help me alter the gown I've got.
Is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe we can cut the sleeves out. If we get some lace from the haberdashery department, we could... Oh, I don't know.
I'm no expert.
No, you're not.
But if the sleeves are too tight, isn't it a fair bet the part that goes round her chest will be too?
Mike, you're not helping.
No, sorry, love. Hang on.
I've told you.
No, I know, but look.
There's no point looking at that end of the rail. I don't want her in a short dress. I want her in a proper traditional gown.
It's not a gown, I'll grant you, but it is traditional, see?
Oh, it's got little bloomers underneath.
Yeah, and a little mop cap.
Let me see. Oh, it's silk. You see, on the label.
Yeah.
And it's the next size up.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's lovely. And look at those tiny silk shoes to go with it. Oh, it's so sweet.
They are cute, aren't they?
Oh, you clever thing, Mike. I think you've done it. Just hold the hanger for me.
Hey, you're not trying it on her. I mean, what if she's sick on it?
Oh, it'll be fine. We'll go into the changing room, won't we, darling? Oh, it looks perfect.
Only the best for our Beth, eh? When we show her off to the world.